Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Iron Port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Ribbon of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson, and this is ADVIA News and Information. Well, folks, it is the 24th of December, 2015. It's Merry Christmas to all. Santa's off and on his way and delivering presents to all those around the world that he may be doing. And I may sound a little bit corny to some of you, but I am here today because I know that this day is a very rough day for a lot of people. And when you are dealing with people and trying to get them to understand that our military serve around the world without regard for the holiday. For many, it's just another day, but it's a day that they may be separated from friends and family. And many veterans go through this malaise at this time of year. Many get active in the community and do many things. ADVIA, for one, is going to be one that is going to be on the air. We're going to be producing our show and bringing it to you today and tomorrow. Although today's show will be slightly abbreviated, it may not be. It might go on for the whole hour, but we will see, depending on who calls in. We are live, and we are doing a message of hope today that I really want to give to everybody, you know, because many get discouraged this time of the year. And the thing is that you should not be discouraged, because each day that we're given the opportunity, it's another day for renewal. We can renew our fight, renew our efforts, and grow, because what you have done in your past, if you work towards something and build towards something and keep building towards something, you have to have the faith in knowing that things will get better. Life continues, new traditions are started, and we have to make a way that we can become better suited to deal with life in action. I want to make sure that those that are within the sound of our voice are aware that ADVIA is here. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. Today is a day that, although it's bleak, it's kind of cold here in Southern California, and I'm hurting a little bit. But, you know, the thing about it is that I am full of hope in spite of the bleakness of the hour. Because human beings here and around the globe have to understand that there will be the possibility of always better relations for mankind. I have to maintain that. I know that there are many out there that don't agree with Christmas, those that would like to see our nation changed. We must do a better job of making sure that we are able to take care of our own. When we do what we do for what we are doing, we always will do better if you continue to build a positive experience. Now, many don't understand what that means. You have to be able to work on your situation in a measure of hope that you will be able to do something like a garden, or if that's possible. If you don't have that to work that function out, we have to look at other things that we have to be able to do, whether it's equestrian, working with horses, working with animals, working with working with going out fishing, expeditions. There are different exercises that are available to veterans to try to experience. Been trying to reach out to, from what I understand, there is a equine program that I would like to try to get some focus on early in the next year, to talk about how veterans can get help from the treatment of equine therapy. And the equine therapy, the equine therapy, is that of working with horses. And it is supposed to be really good because horses do not come over to you if you are not right. They will not bother you, and you have to be calm enough for the horse to come up to you. And when the horse comes up to you, you can talk and pet and feel it. And they're very nice animals. They can be. You know. So you have to look at the fact of the matter, that when you do these types of therapy, they, you know, some do the diving. We know that those who have been on the air with us over the years have done the diving program and have gone out and they do the deep sea fishing. This is an experience that most veterans will remember for a lifetime, and it helps them in their treatment of trying to do something that is beneficial for all. We need to do whatever we can do to try to bring about things that will bring about change within our community, and those things are the things that should give veterans hope. You know, we bring to the air each and every year for a couple of years now, news and information for our community. And when we have our community online, we talk to you through our Facebook page. And when we talk to you through our Facebook page, we're often able to give you some sort of indication of what's going on in the veteran community. You know, we're still fighting here for a one-time raise next year to be able to let veterans get some sort of compensation for the lack of a raise for the rate of inflation. I'm very glad to see that the prices are going down on gas right now, but the problem is that we are getting ready to go back to the summer blends. And when we go back to the summer blends, the gas will begin to climb because it's more expensive. Not to mention there's a glut of oil right now. We were looking at the fact of the matter that the domestic oil will be sold at international oil prices, so there will not be any lower prices. See, this is something that came out of our Congress, and what they're working for is to keep the barrel of oil at an international price so that we will not gain any benefit. It's all about commerce, folks. It's all about commerce, folks. And as we go forward in our discussion in what is coming up and about in 2016, we are looking at the fact of the matter that we have a Congress that has not really given that much. And we're looking at 5 cents per hour, and you get 2.1% raise for those in uniform, and I say 5 cents. It's not being ungrateful. It's about the fact that we don't have a realistic pay scale to begin with. Now, you can't hand a person a pair of shoes and those shoes are too small. Are you grateful for them? It's not good. It's not good. It's not good from the standpoint. You know, so we have to do something that we can do to make it so that we can do more than what we're doing. You know, whether it is to make a living through education and exploiting the benefits that are offered to us. But for those of us that we are able to do and give back, people don't see the value of the labor that's given. So we have always had this thing in the veterans community where we give back to the community, and we must give back to the community. We have to, because if we don't give back to our community, it doesn't go well. We can't do this. We cannot do the fact of the matter that we are not able to talk about the fact of the matter of our people sharing in the fact of the matter that our men and women who are working in uniform are often paid a wage that is far below standard. So it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that many of the candidates who are running for president may not know. They don't know what it is. They don't have a clue. And when you look at this fact of the matter, when you talk about the facts of them not knowing, they end up owing us money we don't have. Oh, God. Pain. Woo. Boy, oh boy. Spasm. Anyway, when you get a back spasm, sometimes it hurts. It's really bad. Anyway, the end result of it is that we have to do a better job of maintaining ourselves and taking care of ourselves and doing whatever we can do to ensure that all is well, because we have to speak up and continue to speak up for those. See, because our veterans are falling behind. No matter what you say or do, you're lowered into economic poverty over time. And people don't understand that because we're forced to pay and live what we have to live with. And we suffer economic decline even when you're at 100% because you're not paid enough to keep up with what you're doing. So we have to speak up a little bit louder. I was looking at a demographic that came out the other day that was given to me by my cousin in New Jersey, Herb Harris. And he is someone I've always looked up to. He's one of my favorite cousins in the whole wide world. And the thing is that he's his mama and his brother Fatim and others in my personal family, I can actually say I love them very much. I like them a lot. That's my family. Anyway, the bottom line is he gave a demographic of a $50,000 income. And he averaged out rent at the apartments in New Jersey living based on a $50,000 original. So when he did the $50,000 basis of a home, and this was a graphic I think I shared online on the page that was talking about the fact of the matter that we are having something to deal with. So what we have to do now is this is something that we have to do. We're doing what we have to do to make sure that we're continuing to bring forward news and information in the direction of talking for people that don't have a voice and often aren't living the front line of understanding where you are. We're at the point of 14. We're at the point of 1490. To the point we're going, we get to the point that we're going down to the point of 1450 a month. And Rhett, and if you do something like that and you begin to look at the, that's even a reasonable amount, but I'm saying not my rent, but I'm just taking a rent for someone in a year. And that's the average rate of a two-bedroom apartment in Long Beach, where, you know, this corporation is. But the thing is that we are dealing with a situation where we have someone on target. We're getting ready to take something different. Because when you're living at 100%, you're still absorbed of your rent. But we have to look at the fact of the matter. We don't understand very much so that in this society there is no money. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. But most of us don't even understand that. We've not been taught that. We don't understand what it means. We don't know what it means to take responsibility or what the debt really is. So we have to come to some understanding now. Some understanding now that there is something we have to come to some understanding now of what has to be said to 2015. We have to have a new agenda because it's going to be a new year. New things are getting ready to kick off. You know, so it's not really a time to be down and to worry, because actually the biggest Christmas gift is if you got a birth certificate, you got a negotiable bond. Now there, that's the Christmas gift. There's a trust if you are a resident. It is called SSCUBE Trust, and they operate it for you, but you have to understand how to activate it so that you can use it. There you have it, folks. The Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. It has been quite a year, folks. You know, I mean, we've got just, in another 7 days we'll be talking about this. This is the end. So this is it. You know, I could tell you on air, folks, I can go on and on and on and yammer on about veterans' issues. But, you know, I want to do something a little bit different today. Just a little bit. Because I want to sit back with you and tell you about the fact that we veterans are often alone during the Christmas holiday. Yeah. Some like it that way, and I know I do, because I enjoy the time with my family. And I went with the fact of the matter that I enjoy my spiritual family, and I am told that, you know they miss me, and I see what goes on and everything like that, and I'm just not there. I don't know what to say about it from the standpoint of it's not anything that has caused anything, but it's just the fact of the matter that, you know, life moves on, change comes. And that's what happens. And we get used to soaring and being there in the presence of those that we love and we build relationships, but they are very... life is fragile. That's the one thing that I have learned in life. It is fragile. You know? And that's what you have to look at. That's what you have to look at. Oh, gosh, I tell you, we go on and we have a time. We have a caller. Hey, Joyce.
Hi, I'm how you guys doing?
Life.
In
I'm
general?
Doing okay. I mean, I'm trying to pass on a word of hope, but I keep trying to let people know, you know, even when life is fragile, even when it's, you know, seeming at its worst, you got to hold on and have hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the old word was, where there's life, there's hope. As long as you're alive, there should be hope. So I know that's what the older people used to say, where there's life, there's hope. Because as long as you have life, you can do something different. You don't just sit around and cry that this one and this one that bad. And, you know, you try to wash some of that mess off and just keep on going because you got to continue to live until you die. So if you're going to sit around and cry about who did what and who owe you what and, you know, who you like and who you don't like and what's happening, no, that don't improve your life. That does not improve your life. You have to stop, look, listen, and see where you're going and what is best for you. And not pay attention to everybody that has done or not done. Because don't nobody owe you nothing. Not even your parents. Your parents don't owe you anything except to bring you into this world and try to help you get a decent education. Past that, it's on you. Pretty much. You got to make the choices. You have to decide what you want to do with your life. And you've got to fight to make it. You don't get nothing easy these days, and it's getting more difficult. And people need to realize that. Not easy. Never was. Especially for people of color. Never been easy. So we keep on keeping on because that's all we can do. We cannot give up. You know that? So.
Oh, no.
How's everybody doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm food delivery.
Oh, okay.
Getting a food delivery. And so what's happening is that I ended up answering the So, see.
Well, we're on the air, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are on the air. I didn't want to delay, but it's like I'm trying to do something in the background. It's different when you're doing something from the online studio and you have things happening at the same time. You're not there. You know, you're by yourself. You know, and so sometimes you do hear background noises and different things like that because of the fact that you,
and your
you know.
Is not noise proof. Yeah, you're not noise proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is that's the thing about a live podcast when it's done.
Right.
You know, I was looking at the fact of the matter that I was talking on the air to the men and women about the fact of the matter that we have to be thankful for in that the way that this company has grown. We've taken a few licks and bruises this year as well. We've taken a few licks and bruises as well as a company. But overall, it's been, I think, worth it because we're here.
Yeah, well.
We're still here.
Close that window.
One of the things that I'm looking forward to in the new year going forward
goals, you mean?
Is the fact of the matter that I think that our format may be changing in the next few days. Yeah, because what we're going to do is, I think, we're still going to be through ADVIA.media, but you'll just be able to go to ADVIA.media. And we will no longer be constrained by what time of day we can come on. We can come on as many times a day as necessary, if need be. If there is a news story that's breaking and it needs our attention, we can bring it to air immediately. So I am looking for, I've been trying to work out the negotiations that would allow ADVIA.media, America's Disabled Veterans in Action, to be able to be, go to just a podcast where you could come to our website. So I'm in the working on it because there is a medium out there that allows you to do it.
Okay.
That it takes off the limitations. And it might be, it's also more effective. I think it's more effective.
Yeah, probably will be.
I think we're going to
probably
be.
Will be. Probably will be. Well, whatever works for you, that's what you have to do. If it works, that's what you have to do. So you're in negotiations now.
Yeah. Now, I'm of the belief, you know, when people get to the point of this year that they get down in the dumps, and I try to tell people, you know, it's a day. It's a hard day to get through because it's of the shortest days of the year. We do not want short. We don't like the fact of the matter that we're going through such short days. But the fact of the matter is that we do what we can in order to make it so that we can do what we do, you know.
Yeah.
So that we're able to get through it. But see, the thing is that you got to try to, I think the secret to getting through these days is trying to get a new tradition. Because I think holidays are all about, you know, having another coping method. So you have to make the best of it with the people that you're with in order to try to get through it. It may not be the most perfect circumstance. And I think we've learned this when you go into the military a little bit. You know, and you share the camaraderie of the day with those you're with. But we forget this coping mechanism a little bit because, you know, the day is emphasized on being around friends and family and different things like that. But we don't understand that the mission of the nation goes forward regardless.
Right. Every day. Every day. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Yeah. But yeah. Well, I certainly hope that the new year will go in a different way so that all of those things that you're thinking of instituting will come into play. Yep. So, we wait and we expect and we plan and we see what happens.
Well,
always important to have a plan in place.
I have to say that I have to say this on air. The folks at Canadian Pizza in Long Beach, California, they can just suck. I ordered a meal. They know I like a certain dessert. I did not order the dessert. Guess what's in my bag?
They put in the dessert that you liked.
Yeah.
That is your Merry Christmas. That just goes to show you, those are people you should always deal with and refer them to other people because they are considerate. They are considerate. You have been shopping consistently with them, and they are very happy that you've been doing that. So here at the end of the year, they're showing you their gratitude, that they appreciate your business, and this is in kind that they're giving you something to let you know, thank you. It is so nice when people learn to say thank you, and not just feel, okay, we have a business, he has to come. You don't have to be there. You don't have to go there. You don't have to give them your business. But you have done that, and they appreciate it. So that's a thank you. And I'm sure, you know, it makes you feel good, doesn't it? They appreciate your business.
It does. Yeah. I mean, you know, folks, you guys have no idea of the sacrifice that goes on behind the line of putting together a show. I don't talk about this often on air and what we do and how we make this thing work, but there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And the thing is that I'm glad that we can do it because it's a contribution that if we didn't do it, it wouldn't be done. And the thing is that we've been out here for 2 years now as a nonprofit, and we bring it to you in audio form. But I'm also looking into the technologies of talking to you about the things that we have to do in order to change the whole paradigm, because the way that we're going to deliver the news in 2016, as I'm telling you, it's going to change because of the fact of the matter of necessity. We have news and information. You know, Joyce, I don't think that people ever really get an idea of what we're talking about. Do you know that we talk to over 250,000 people in a week? This is what I'm talking about on air. This is why I'm telling people that you have to have hope. People are hearing the message that we're giving, and we're giving the news and information, and it's to the point that when it goes to the overnight hours, even when you think you're asleep, and you're going to eat something into the news stream, people are watching America's Disabled Veterans in Action. And the reason why I say they're watching America's Disabled Veterans in Action is that when I'm talking about the fact of the insights that I can show you of what, how many people we're getting on the overnight hours, we used to say, we were struggling to keep 500, within the first 6 months. But I'm telling people now, if you don't think that veterans mean something and you don't think that we're doing something to have something, we have overnight, at the lowest point overnight, I'm giving this figure on air, it's 2836. That 2836 means that Even when we're at the slowest point overnight, you're in the Pacific Coast, which is our 1 a.m. is 4 a.m. on the East Coast. That's the slow point of the news cycle because the East Coast is just about waking up. But when we go from that, and that is the lowest point of the day, we are going up in the ratings. And through that, we've been through some 250,000 people per week. So there is an impact to the news stream that is coming out of America's Disabled Veterans in Action through our network of people who have been working with us to help bring this news media forward. We have to continue to grow. And we're going to continue to grow because this is your input. So I'm looking at the fact of the matter that we are operator in Tacoma.
I bet I'm struggling to find my mailbox. That's one.
Is that so much stuff? There's so much stuff to read?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, because I had a lot that was opened, and I shouldn't have had that much open, but it's okay.
Well, if you have it open, you have to be able to control it.
No, it's fine. Sometimes, I'm using a different type of system. I'm not.
No.
Wait a minute. Hang on. There's still two? Wait a minute.
That's all. What is it called?
There we are. No, what happened was my touchpad is very sensitive, and it just went through opening up like a host of pages when I'm talking to you. So I'm back in the studio now.
Okay. As long as you're caught up with what you're doing.
The thing was that I was talking about, what I was trying to talk about, was the fact of the matter that people don't think that our news and information resonate. And it does resonate. And that's why we are talking to people about news and information. You know? And when you talk to them about news and information, you have to understand that we're talking about economics. We're talking about the fact of the matter of how our people are doing, even if you have a job. You know, you're going out, you want to go get a job for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, you know, how are you doing? And I can tell you, some people are having it kind of rough. But it's like I said, I am of the belief, and I've said it before, I said it a little earlier on air, Joyce, which I'm not going to back away from the statement, is that there is no money. There's no money in the system that you go out and work for. I mean, because of the standpoint that there is a law that says that there is no money. Now, I'm not going to go into the complete process right here and now, but I'm telling people that we should be able to do a lot better than what we're doing, but we're not talking about it. And we will talk about it because it's something that is very simple, but people don't want to talk about it because they don't want to take financial responsibility. And I get it now. I really do. Because if you do it right, you don't have to do all of this because it's supposed to be there for you to use. But we don't use it because we're asleep and nobody tells you how to use it. So they use our credit and trap us into slavery.
Yeah. Even though you don't have money, and you keep saying it, the world still wants you to pay whatever it is you owe, money or no money. See, so what can I say? As you know, bills still have to be paid. Nobody wants to hear you don't have.
Yeah.
It's not their problem. They're not responsible for what you don't have. It's your problem. See? It's a cold world. Cold world. Very cold world. But the bill payer wants his money. I'm just praying it's a better year, 2016, because there has to be some changes in every way. Because if there aren't, I don't know. I'm not going to even speculate on it, but it has to be better. I had said that last year, but I don't see where it got better. So, I'm
George,
a dreamer. I like to. Yeah.
George, do you have access to an email?
Do I have who?
Do you have access to your email?
Yes, I do.
Currently?
Yes.
Like, are you okay?
I'm in front of the computer, but it has a lot of garbage, so I'm trying to clean it. So, why? Is it immediate that I get there?
It's immediate that you need to look at the question that you were asking a little earlier.
Oh, which one was that?
The news and information you were looking for.
Okay. I've got so many questions I often ask. It's almost impossible to figure out exactly which one.
I don't want to say exactly on
no,
her. I'm being cryptic on purpose.
Just send it to me and I'll get it.
I did. It's there.
Okay.
It's there. You got
okay.
it. But, you know,
okay.
I need you to look for it and tell me you got it.
Okay. I'm going right there now. Right there. Yes, I got something for you, from you.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to open it right now, too. Oh, my gosh. It did not come through right. You got to put it in a PDF form.
Uh-huh.
You got to put it in a PDF form.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you see what it did? It came through, but it came through in gibberish. Yeah, it came through in gibberish. I can't read it.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can't read it.
Magda's going out and she just sent this to me. She says she's calling the. Oh, never mind. It's like I'm sitting here and looking at the fact of the matter that we will. Withstand the storm of life,
yeah.
But we just have to be hopeful. You got to have in the face of everything else. You know,
yeah.
whether you're facing trial. Or what seems to be trial, there are actually opportunities for you to continue.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's always good to know. Always good to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just made a major move towards our move because they wanted to verify if the actual email address existed.
find out, and we just got confirmation they got through to me because we had a problem on the change of format.
Okay.
You know, and it's really, I cannot say anything bad about Blog Talk. I mean, they have been very, very supportive to us over the 2 years that we've been here. But, you know, in time, all things do change.
Right.
You know, and we have to make the change for the better because things
right.
are coming in place where we should be able to have an ability to do a lot better for the business in the upcoming year.
Right. It's about improvement. You got to have a means of improving
yes.
whatever it is you're doing. Yeah. Yep. That's what it is. Yep. Well, we got to do what we got to do to make things better. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense doing what you're doing. You know, it's about improvement. You have to improve things. You have to improve. Did you know that earlier this month, Belize declared an official ban on oil exploration and drilling in the areas along the Belize Barrier Reef and in several World Heritage sites? Did you know that?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. But we joined, we've reached the end of the hour for today.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow on Christmas Day. So you never know where we'll be. So just tune in. We'll see you then, folks.
Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day, people.
Have a great Christmas. All right.
I want to thank you for the very good. Anything else?